A friend of my brother Mitchell's stopped by the radio station about a week, week and a half ago, and was wondering if we'd be interested in talking about an event. And when he handed me the information, I said, absolutely, we'd be interested in talking about that event. That event that we're going to talk about is a Green Energy Initiative event, which is coming up in Kent, Connecticut on October 15th at 3 p.m. at the Madison Auditorium at the Kent School. And joining us today, we have Bernie Pelletier and Wendy Murphy. Wendy and Bernie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Marshall.
All right, so let's get a little bit of background on each one of you. Bernie, we'll start off with you, your background on how you're associated with this event and more.
Thank you. I am the Vice President of People's Action for Clean Energy. This group has been, it's a nonprofit. It has been working for local energy efficiency and renewables since 1973. And when Wendy invited us to participate in this initiative, we were delighted because it's exactly the sort of thing that PACE does.
And Wendy, we get to you now. You are the Conservation Committee chairman in Kent, and you're also...
No, I'm not the chairman. I'm just one of the eager volunteers.
Okay. So you're a volunteer on that commission, but you're also involved with the library and more in Kent as well.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this here now. We all know that energy prices are kind of like food prices and kind of like prices in general. The longer we go on, the more they go up. There's some fluctuation in energy prices, depending on what energy companies, how much money they want to make and not, and the supply chain factor. But first of all, with you, Wendy, how is it putting this event together? I mean, how long did it take and who came up with the idea?
Well, I think I came up with the idea, and I can't exactly tell you what caused it, but way back in April, I was just hearing more and more stories of terrible climate change and rising prices. And I was thinking, we can't sit here and ignore this situation any longer. I go around Kent a lot. I see lots of roofs that would be perfect places for solar. And I think somebody's got to speak up. And we were also formulating every 10 years, a plan of conservation and development. The Planning and Zoning Commission was doing that. And I didn't see really anything in the draft, a plan that said to me anybody was doing anything any different. And I thought it's got to start somewhere. So I took it to my conservation commission and they said, sure, but we've got so much on our plate, you'll have to do this on your own. So that's when I put out this plaintiff letter as email, I think it's 3 pages long, to several outfits that I really had never heard of, including PACE, saying, is anybody out there willing to help me? And that's when Bernie came in.
All right. Now, I guess this would go along what makes – probably this even more interesting was the Inflation Reduction Act that Kent, Sharon, some other towns in our northwest corner are looking to advantage to take some of that funding and put it to use. Is that also part of why this plan is so important to you to put together with this presentation?
Well, amazingly, that came along and got enacted after we'd really started. We were already committed by then. But sure, it's huge. And I should also say that I went solar about 3 years ago myself, and I realized that it was anything but easy. I didn't know how to find a contractor that would be reliable. I didn't know how to take advantage of all the benefits, the incentives. And that troubled me. I thought we're also darn busy that if we don't have a way for citizens to find out easily and get started on this path, no wonder they're not moving ahead. So that was certainly another part of this. But yes, the government, national, federal, state, and utilities are just doing wonders in offering us ways to make this transition to decarbonization, as they call it.
All right. Now, Bernie, about you, explain to us a little bit about PACE.
PACE is a 501c3 nonprofit. As I said, working for efficiency and renewables since 1973. And our sweet spot is, the 169 towns and cities that are in Connecticut. We look around and we say, people are focused at the federal level. They're focused at the state level. But if you think about taking Wendy's dream and turning it into a reality, it has to happen on our houses, our businesses, our parking lots, our land. So it's all about local citizenry adopting these initiatives to make this happen. And so that is why we focus on the towns. One of the specific things we'll talk about on Saturday is the PACE energy model. And so we actually put numbers around Wendy's instinct. We know how many buildings there are, commercial and residential. We know how many vehicles there are, whether they're internal combustion, plug-in hybrid, or full electric in Kent. We know how much roof area is there. There's a lot of numbers that we can put to marry them up with the instinct that people on a conservation commission like Wendy's, so we can actually take their ideas and turn it into action.
Now, when you look to Kent, is there any numbers like before and after projections that you came up with?
Absolutely. So we start now is with a baseline energy analysis. And that's how much we use now. And Kent, like every other town in Connecticut, uses an immense amount of energy per capita. We don't think of it that way because we get in our cars, we heat our houses, we turn on our lights, we go to our places of business, and we seldom do we add all these things up. But when you add them up in aggregate, it's an immense amount of energy per person. And then if we take some of the programs that are already out there, even before the Inflation Reduction Act, and engage in this process of electrification. So we heat with electricity using heat pumps. We drive with electricity using efficient electric cars and plug-in hybrids. We think we can reduce the current load by 60%. And we put a stake in the ground at 2050, but we hope we can get there quicker than that. So we can take the amount of load down very substantially. With things that are already in the toolbox, and the Inflation Reduction Act is going to be an accelerant to that. It's going to help us along the way.
So you're talking of thousands of dollars per person, right?
Absolutely. Right now, if you take all the energy expenditure whether you be a business or a resident in Kent, we estimate that little Kent, because it's a small town, spends $15.2 million a year on energy. Or if you take all that and divide it by the number of residents, it's something like $5,400 per person. And we think we can cut that in half over time as people adopt this.
Now, Wendy, we'll get back to you. The program, the Energy Initiative event, which is going to be at Kent, at the auditorium at Kent School on the 15th. Who's going to be there? I see that Maria Horn is going to be there. How's this going to work? Give us the full details here.
Okay. Well, people are going to come, park within the school grounds, which is their Kent School is being terrific to us. They are allowing us to really take over the place. Maria Horn will speak at first. She is, of course, running for 64th district. But she is also on the, Legislative Committee of Energy and Conservation, I believe it is, for the state legislature. She's very knowledgeable in this subject and a true believer, as the rest of us are, that we need to start changing our ways. So she's going to speak first, and then Bernie is going to lay out the energy report that he's referred to, describe the elements and with slides and, I don't know, video. And at the very end, and I hope he's going to not only describe what the choices are available to all of us, but how you realize the incentives, what the process is, and give a little thumbnail of how each technology works. I mean, there are people there who really probably don't quite conceive of how you turn sunshine into electricity. But so this is going to be geared to people who know a lot, but also to people who don't really. They're in their first, taking their first steps. And once the program is over, we have a number of experts sitting in the lobby with brochures and things to sign. One of the least expensive things anybody can do is to have an energy audit of their house, something that Eversource offers for $50. And they come to your house and they seal up the front door, and then they do a vacuum or a blow-in. I'm not quite sure how it works. But they can find out every place where there's a leak in air going outside. They can consult with you on whether you need more insulation, whether you need, even if you're living with old refrigerators, it's actually cheaper to buy a brand new refrigerator, which has Energy Star, than it is to run the one you have. So there's going to be a lot there for everybody.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because 3 years ago, the town of Sharon, we're in 67 Main Street, which is a town-owned building. And we were spending close to $1,000 to $1,200 a month in the summer to cool it, and about $1,000 a month in the winter to heat it. The town bought in the energy consultant, and they found out that, being it was an old building, there was zero, and I mean zero, insulation in the outside walls. They also found out that the furnace that we had downstairs was over 35 years old. Well, anyways, they totally got the building insulated with blown-in insulation. They installed a new propane furnace. And our heating bills, and by the way, they also installed new air conditioning that was energy efficient. And after everything was done, and after we spent about a year and a half, we can actually compare that now we're spending about $450 to $500 a month with each one of the heating and cooling elements, as to what we were spending a little over $1,000.
Yeah. Perfect story, yes. That happens a lot.
Yeah, it was truly amazing. And I guess what's great about this, Wendy, is that not only do you have people representing about that, but you said how hard it was to get information, to get everything right and do it and find out all that's out there. That's all going to be out there for people to see after the talks are over, by speaking to the different representatives you're going to have out in front.
That's right. We do hope that numbers of people from town administrations will come to this, because we think there's a lot that could be done for in the buildings department to incentivize building initially, or when you put an addition on your house, ways to do it better. And I would mention that about 2 years ago, I kept staring at the firehouse every time I drive by, which would be at least once a day, and thinking, why doesn't this have solar on the roof? It is a huge roof facing south down the river, and nothing is there. And so I called on Green Bank, which is something maybe we should talk about, or Bernie can, and asked them, what do you do for municipalities? So they suggested I go do an energy audit, a simple one, just find out how much they spent in each building each month, how many kilowatts, and bring it to Green Bank, and maybe there was money there to convert all these buildings. Well, the sad answer is, in the end, only one building was suitable at that time. I emphasize at that time, which was Kent Center School. And so we seized on that, and Kent is having a new roof put on with solar, as I believe Sharon has already done. But the law has changed since then. I mean, that's one of the things Bernie will talk about. With every passing year, we get better in Connecticut. Connecticut is really a very advanced state. And so now we're going to go back and have those seven other buildings reassessed under a process called community solar, where they can pool their energy requirements and set up a combined solar set up somewhere. So as time goes on, we can count on better and better opportunities, but we all need to know enough to seize them.
So Bernie, what in the next few minutes for that we have left, you know, I watched Bill Maher in California to go solar. It took him almost 3.5 years to go through all the hoops that and the legislation that was put in effect that he could get his solar going. Is this something that you at Pace work on with governments and with towns and with individuals so people can not have to wait and go through all these hoops? They'll know about it in advance.
Absolutely. Pace is one of its roles is we really provide information to the legislative session. So last year, for example, the cap on solar, so there actually is a certain amount above which you're not allowed to put more on. We doubled that cap. We doubled the cap for commercial and for community solar, like what Wendy was talking about. And I think California is way down the road from us with, and they have a myriad of problems. There's so much potential for us to add solar. It doesn't take 3 years here in Connecticut. We can do it much, much more rapidly than that. And I just want to add one thing to what Wendy said. This is being held in Kent, but all neighboring towns are invited. So we are calling it a green initiative for the Northwest Corner. We want everybody to get on this bus. And I just have to say, Marshall, the story that you told is precisely what what this initiative is all about, is there are things that are just cost beneficial practically on day one, whether it be the $50 copay on home energy solutions that Wendy talked about, the best $50 you'll ever spend, or some of the measures that your building undertook. And they just yield immediate and savings both in comfort and money.
Well, it was so surprising that where I live, I went and did the same thing at my house and ended up with roughly the same amount of savings. And boy, am I glad I did, the way energy prices raised over the course of the last 2 years. Those energy assets do work when you replace old furnaces with new technology and when you make sure that your house is insulated well.
Can I just throw in one thing? It's a little embarrassing to say, but there's a kind of a moral reason to be doing this too. Let's not forget that climate change is here. And if each of us waits for somebody else to do something, it isn't going to happen. We all have an obligation, I think, to this earth to when the technology is there to make use of it.
Well, once again, people in all the towns can get involved. Once again, there is the Green Energy Initiative, which is happening this Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Madison Auditorium at Kent School. There's going to be Maria Horn. There's going to be other people there after the presentation is over to talk to you, to ease your way in, to find out more information about this. I still think a lot of people think that something like this is way out there in the future, and it's not. So Saturday at 3 p.m., Madison Auditorium, the Green Energy Initiative for Northwest Connecticut. I want to thank you, Bernie and Wendy, for taking a few minutes and joining us today. And we hope a bunch of people show up for this event, not only, if only just to get information and to get kickstarted.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you a lot.